Taken from James chapter 5 verse 13 to 20. So if you have a Bible, please flip to James chapter 5.
今天的经文是从雅各书第五章第十三节到二十节。
James chapter 5 verse 13 to 20. I'll read to you in English. 看华语的你们也可以看 PowerPoint.James chapter 5, verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call to the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up.And if anyone committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers,If anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sin. Now, I'd like to start today's sermon by addressing the elephant in the room.
我今天要开始讲的是很像一个房间里面一只很大的大象一样的话题。
So this elephant,that I'm addressing is on the issue of faith healing.
这个大象我所要讲的就是信仰疗法的问题。
What is faith healing?
什么是信仰疗法呢?
Faith healing is healing that is through spiritual means.
信仰疗法就是从这个属灵上来医治一个人。
Now the passage today is often used by Christians in support of this belief, and we can see why.
今天的经文呢是常常被相信这样疗法的基督徒来使用，我们可以知道为什么。
Starting from verse 14, James asks, "Is anyone sick?"
从第十四节开始讲雅各所说的，你们中间有人病了吗
？Call for elders, pray for him, and anoint him with oil.
叫教会的长老过来，用油涂抹他。
And then he says, "The prayer of faith will save the one who is sick."
然后他说出于信心为这些人祈祷呢就会医治。
Then verse 16 it says, therefore pray for one another, then you may be healed.
在第十六节所讲到的，所以要互相的代求，所以你们可以得到医治。
Then they tell you that the prayer has great power.
他说祷告有很大的能力。
Then quoting Elijah, it says, Elijah prayed, and then for 3.5 years there was no rain.
然后讲到以利亚呢说他祷告了然后在三年半的时间没有下雨。
And then he prayed and it rained.
然后继续祷告又下雨了。
This must be why we always pray for youth camp.
所以这就是为什么我要为那个年轻人的营会祷告。
Now, running through all these verses, it allows us to create a formula for faith healing.
看这些经文呢，让我们好像从信仰疗法里面找到一个方程式。
If you want to treat sickness,
如果你要医治病人
，then just get the elders to come and pray and anoint them。
只要找长老过来为他们祷告，然后用油涂抹在他们身上。
The words of this passage seems to have guaranteed healing。
从经文上的字面上来讲呢，好像是可以保证医治的方式。
But should healing fails？
如果医治失败呢
？Then either maybe there's isn't enough faith。
可能信心不够。
Because you know the passage did mention a prayer of faith.
因为这个经文特别讲到出于信心的祈祷。
Or maybe that those people who were praying they were not righteous enough.
可能呢这个祷告的人不够公义。
Because you know Elijah have great healing power.
就好像以利亚呢是有很大的医治能力。
Now using this formula, you can see why many famous faith healers have arisen over the century.
用这样的方程式呢，你可以知道，在过去的世纪里面，有许多为什么出现了很多的信仰的治疗师
？With great faith and great righteousness, they held great healing rallies with great conversions into the great churches, great in number.
这些人有很大的信心，然后有很大的公义，然后他们开了很多的信仰的医治大会，带领很多人到教会里面信主。
Now, if reality is this simple,
假如事实有这么简单的话
，if the results is this obvious,
假如结果是有这么明显的话
，then I will gladly play my part in evangelizing the world through faith healing.
我会很愿意呢，用信仰治疗法来传福音。
But so all I need to do is just mobilize all my elders in church.
我只需要呢，就是差遣教会里面的长老
，equipping them with olive oil，
给他们橄榄油。
I don't even need to figure out which are the ones with, you know, faith and righteousness.
我甚至不知道谁有信心或者是公义的。
I'll just let the results of the healing speak for themselves.
我只是要看医治的结果就知道了。
But reality is not this simple.
但是事实上没有那么简单。
Let us face the facts today.
让我们看看事实的真相。
There has been many, many academic studies, research into the effects of prayer for the sick.
在学术上呢，有很多为病人祷告医治的这个研究。
So much that we even have meta-analysis, which means that there are studies who analyze all these data collectively.
有这么多的研究呢，以至于甚至还有在研究更高的一层，把这些研究总加起来的研究。
But the verdict has been mixed.
但是这个结果呢，是各有不同。
Sometimes the prayers prove to be better than placebo effects in some studies.
在有一些研究里面，祷告呢，证明了祷告是有宽心的一个作用。
But you also have equal comparative numbers that shows that prayers have no effects or even negative effects.
但是呢，还有一些其他的研究所显示祷告呢是没有效，或者是负面的效果。
I would say that the results of all these studies are quite consistent with my own experiences.
我觉得呢，这些研究的结果跟我的经验是一致的。
Sometimes prayer leads to healing.
有时候祷告会医治人。
And there are many times also that they don't.
有一些时候是不会。
Now, not only do we have researchers into this area.
我们不只有对这样的研究。
Now that you know faith healing rallies are so common in some circles.
可能我们在社会上的一些社群当中，信仰医疗法是很受欢迎的。
There are also investigations into such rallies.
甚至有一些调查是针对这样的聚会。
And I must tell you that the results is ugly.
这些调查的结果呢是很丑恶的。
This investigation exposed frauds, trickeries among some of the most well-known faith healers.
这些调查呢，结果呢，揭露了在这些信仰有名的信仰治疗师的背后呢，有很多的舞弊或者是阴谋。
I don't want to name any names today.
我不想提到任何的名字。
You can Google them on your own.
你可以从 Google 上面找到他们。
But I'll reveal that reading about all these people tricksters, it really makes my blood boil.
但是我可以跟你说的是，我看到这些新闻的时候呢，真的是让我热血喷张。
But so what is my point?
我的重点是什么呢？
I'm not saying that faith healing is not real.
我并不是说信仰的疗法是不是真实的。
As a Christian, I continue to pray for the sick.
身为基督徒，我继续为病人祷告。
And I always do this in faith, knowing that God will do what is best.
我会对神有尽心来有信心。
So all this data, all this research, all this investigation.What this tells us isn't that there is no faith healing.
这些研究调查呢，并不是告诉我们信仰治疗不存在。
There are many, and we also have testimonies in Jubilee Church.
事实上有很多的见证，甚至在禧年堂里面也是。
What this tells us instead is that there is no formula for faith healing.
这告诉我们只是并没有这样的方程式来做信仰治疗。
Because if faith healing works like a formula, then with the right formula, healing should occur.
因为如果这个信心呢，就是一个信仰的方程式的话，那用正确的方程式一样是可以产生疗效。
And that will be the expectation whenever we use a well clinically tested drug.
就好像我们用很多的临床试验的药一样。
And so, if we interpret today's passage as a formula for faith healing,
如果我们把今天的经文呢，来看作是一个方程式，
Then we'll be right to be seeking healing from those Elijah-like righteous men of faith.
那我们呢就会像以利亚一样有信心，对以利亚信心的人呢来寻求医治。
But the facts have proven below expectations.
但是呢，真相 的结果呢并不如预期的。
And I think it'll be wise for us to exercise caution.
所以我建议呢，我们应该要慎重的思考。
Fool me wise, shame on you.
你骗我一次呢，是你无耻。
But fool me twice, you'll be shame on me.
我被骗两次呢，是我无耻。
Our faith is in God.
我们的信仰的中心是上帝。
And God has given us the wisdom of discernment.
他给我们有一洞察的智慧。
So research for yourself all these claims of all these faith healers.
你可以自己对这些信仰治疗师的宣称来做研究。
And see if the statistics really hold water.
然后从这个统计的资料上来看，这些信仰治疗呢站不站得住脚。
My personal belief is that true miracles are meant to be miracles.
我自己相信呢，真正的奇迹呢是真的是奇迹。
They are, and that they had always been.Few and far in between.
他们事实上呢是不常见到的。
So we continue to pray to God for healing.
所以我们继续的来求神来医治。
But we should not put our faith on formulas. We should not put our faith on faith healers.
我们不应该把信心放在方程式上或是信仰治疗师上。
But you might ask me, then what about the text today that we have read?
所以你可能会问我说，那今天我们所读的经文是什么意思？
Doesn't it guarantee faith healing?
它不是保证信仰的疗效吗？
So let's revisit the text and see if we have missed anything.
让我们再重新看这段经文，看我们有没有什么地方漏掉。
Let's look at the text.
我们再看一次。
Do you see anything?
你看到什么东西吗？
If you have concluded,that this passage is about faith healing, then you are only seeing half the picture.
如果呢，结论是这段经文是关于治疗的方式，你只看了一半的。
Let's look at it again.
那我们再看一次。
See anything different?
你看到有什么不同吗？
We see that of equal importance with the faith healing is the topic of sin.
我们看到呢，事实上相同重要的东西是关于罪。
Side by side with these verses on faith healing are verses on forgiveness of sin, mutual confession, and about righteousness.
在这个讲医治的旁边呢，是关于赦免、认罪以及公义。
James even ends the passage talking about the one who have strayed away because of a multitude of sin.
甚至呢，雅各在最后的经文讲到呢，有些人因为罪而迷失。
So this should be a clue to us that the sickness that James is talking about here is not an ordinary sin, an ordinary sickness.
所以这应该可能是一个提示，所谓的这样的病呢，可能不是一般的病。
For sin and sickness is often closely associated in the ancient world.
在古代呢，罪和病经常是被相提并论。
Now take special note here, the book of Job, as well as Jesus himself, has made clear to us.That we should not try to draw a direct relationship between sin and sickness. That is impossible for us to do.
在约伯记或者是在耶稣里耶稣的经新约里面也讲到，这个想要在罪和病的中间有直接的关系，对我们来讲是做不出来的。
We cannot be doing that. Say, oh, this is sin. That is sickness or sin, and so we should not be doing that.
我们不应该去说这是罪，然后那是病。
But The New Testament does recognize that some illness is a product of sin.
但是呢，在新约里面所讲的有一些病呢，事实上是罪的后果。
And I believe that is the reason why James is so certain about healing in this passage.
所以我相信这是为什么雅各所在这个经文里面所这么有确定的表示出来。
Because if the illness is indeed caused by sin.
如果呢，是因为犯罪的原因而生病的话
，then healing will surely come about from divine forgiveness.
那医治呢，肯定是因为上帝的一个宽恕。
And this is why James also mentioned righteousness and faith in this passage.
所以这就是为什么雅各在这里提到公义和信心。
Why when the Bible talks about a righteous man,
当圣经提到义人
，it doesn't primarily mean moral righteousness。
它并不是讲道德上的义
，but rather righteousness that comes from spiritual discernment。
而是指在属灵上的辨识。
This is a righteousness that comes from being in sync with God。
这是在属灵上的与上帝同心。
So instead of saying that it was Elijah's prayer that caused God to rain or not to rain，
我们并不是说以利亚的祷告所导致的上帝下雨或者是不下雨。
It is more correct to say that it was Elijah who was merely asking for what God was already planning to do。
正确的来讲呢，应该是说以利亚呢是已经为了上帝所计划的事情来祷告。
And when our prayers are in accordance to God's will，
当我们的祷告呢是遵循神的旨意的时候
，they are always powerful。
通常这些祷告都很有力的。
And this is the same reason why James talk about faith。
这跟雅各所提到的信心是一样的。
Not once in the Bible would you find an instance where they talk about, oh, this is enough faith or not enough faith. Not once.
你没有办法在圣经里面所找到一个所谓的足够的信心的这个名词。
When they say that the faith is little, that means there is no faith.
当你说信心很小的时候，事实上是没有信心。
When we say that the faith is great, that means there is faith.
当你说信心很大的时候，事实上就是有信心。
It is never, oh, you have faith, but not enough faith.No such thing.
从来没有提到说你有信心，但是你的信心是不够。
Because the faith, when we say we have faith, when we access, when we pray, it is faith that is in a God with sovereignty. He who will accomplish His own will.
当我们所谓讲到祷告里面的信心的时候呢，我们是对神或者是成就他的旨意来有信心。
Now we may at times be given insight.You know, when we are totally in sync with God, like Elijah, and we will know about God's will.
当我们跟神很亲近，知道他的心意的时候，我们可能像以利亚一样，知道神的旨意。
It will enable us to pray with absolute confidence that it is indeed God's plan. He will answer whatever we ask.
让我们有足够的信心和了解呢，知道神会成就我们所祷告的。
But surely these cases are actually quite rare.
但事实上，这不常发生。
It's even more rare than what our subjective emotional desires would lead us to suspect.
经常发生的是因为我们是因为情绪上的主观或者是欲望上的而导致的猜疑。
So you might ask, then when is it time for us to pray for comfort?
那你可能会问说，那我们什么时候要为安慰来做祷告呢
？Because we know that it will be a long enduring sickness.
因为我们知道可能会有很长生病的周期。
Or when do we pray for forgiveness? Because well, that is a sickness that comes from sin.
或者是我们什么时候呢？为这个宽恕来祷告，因为我们知道因为罪呢而得到病。
Now the key to resolving this dilemma is found in the discerning prayers of the elders.
对这个难题的解决方式呢，事实上是在这个长老有智慧的祷告里面。
They are the men of faith and righteousness that is elected by us.
这些人呢，是我们被我们选出在我们当中有信心以及公义的人。
They will do the right thing based on their own spiritual discernment from God.
他们会根据属灵的智慧呢，来做出正确的事情。
There is a recent fascination with anointing for the sick.
最近有一些为病人抹油的一些现象。
I heard that one mega church.Was promoting this formula for faith healing.
我听到一个大型的教会呢，正在提倡这个信仰治疗的一个方程式。
And then olive oil went out of stock in Singapore for a few weeks.
在新加坡呢，这个橄榄油缺货了好几个星期。
But I must tell you that anointing for the sick, that's nothing new.
我必须跟你说，这个为病人抹油并不是新鲜的事情。
It is an ancient Christian practice that has been done for centuries. We call it the sacrament of extreme unction.
这个是一个古代的基督徒的仪式，那我们把它称为临终的圣礼。
Basically, when a person is dying and all hope is lost,
当一个人将要死亡，然后我们没有希望的时候
，the priest will come and will anoint him.
神职人员呢就会为这个人抹油。
Why the anointing is basically a sacrament to show that we are now leaving him in the hands of God. We can do nothing anymore.
基本上啊，为人抹油呢，是好像把它交在神的手里面，我们不能做什么事情呢？
Though one may, you know, do this out of for healing.
啊，可能一个人可以这样子，因为这样的方式呢来做医治。
But as you might imagine, the usual expectation is for peace and comfort during those final moments.
但是呢，通常期望呢是在这个最后的关节的时候呢，有一个平安以及安慰。
So those who are fascinated by this, you know, formula for faith healing.
对于这些沉迷在所谓信仰治疗的人呢
，I must tell you that throughout history, most people do this anointing for the sick to die peacefully.
我必须跟你说，在历史上来讲呢，大部分的人是为了让人可以平静的死去来做这样的事情。
So now that you know the odds.
所以你知道其实上不常发生的。
Now that you know the odds, be careful of the outcome for your formula.
所以你要小心一点，在这个方程式是很少成功的。
Now John Calvin discontinued this sacrament during his time.
在加尔文呢，停止了这样子的圣礼。
It wasn't that he disbelieved in faith healing.
他并不是不相信这个信仰治疗法。
But he wants to remove all forms of superstition for a formula.
他是想对于这个所谓的方程式的迷信呢，把它取消掉。
Whether it's a consecrated oil or whether it's a consecrated priesthood that can do this kind of prayer, he wants to dispel all this.
不管是用这个圣洁的橄榄油呢，或者是这个有好像有能力的祭司呢，他想要把这些东西都拿掉。
What does John Calvin believe? He believed that anyone can pray for any kind of sickness.
加尔文相信呢，任何人呢可以为任何的疾病来祷告。
There is no formula.
并没有方程式。
And I think that we will be wise to follow Calvin's understanding on this matter.
我觉得比较聪明的方式呢，先根据这个加尔文的祷告认识的方式。
Now I know that sometimes we can be at a loss when we have to pray for a sick person.
我们知道呢，常常我们会为病人祷告的时候呢，常常是不成功。
不知道要做什么。
不知道做什么 迷失了。
We do not know whether it's God's will to pray for a speedy recovery.
我们不晓得呢，是上帝的旨意呢，是要我们为这个人快速康复祷告呢
，or to pray for endurance for a long fight，
或者是为了这个人呢长期的与疾病奋战的努力
，or maybe the prayer is for eternal rest and peace，
或者是为了永远的安息而祷告。
Now I have a personal advice，
我有一个人的建议
，ask with childlikeness but listen with maturity。
很天真的祈求呢，但是很成熟的来聆听。
My kids, feel free to ask me for anything. Ask me for the sky.
我的小孩子呢，可以对我要求任何的东西，甚至要把天空抓下来。
They can ask me anything, even though they have just made me very angry.
他们可以对我要求什么，常常我觉得有一些生气。
And I think there is nothing wrong to bring our deepest hope to God.
所以呢，我觉得把这个最极限的希望带到上帝面前呢，并没有什么错误。
Ask with childlikeness。
所以呢，是很天真的，像小孩子一样的要求。
But it's not so cute when they refuse to listen。
但是呢，小孩子呢，可能不听话的时候就不天真了。
不聆听的时候。
不聆听的时候。
They don't always understand when I had to refuse them。
他不知道呢，我为什么要拒绝他们。
And so we can be like, we can be childlike when we ask.
所以我们可以像小孩子一样天真的来要求。
But we also have to listen to God like a mature adult.
但是呢，我们又像成人一样呢，可以很成熟的聆听。
This is my advice on this matter.
这是我的建议。
I have dealt with the elephant in the room because This topic of faith healing is quite unavoidable for this passage.
Okay, 我把这个好像房间里面的这个很大像大象一样的主题呢解决了，因为好像是不可避免的来提到这个。
But I call it an elephant in the room because I do not believe that is actually the main topic in today's passage.
我把它称为房间里面的大象呢，是表示我并不觉得这是主要的主题。
Because the one who is sick is only one of the four types of people that James is addressing in the passage.
事实上，这里所提到生病的人呢，只是这段经文里面四种人中的一种。
Only one out of four.
只是四种人中的一种。
James first asked, "Is any one of you suffering?"
雅各首先提到的是你们中间有受苦的。
For those who are suffering, he said, "Let him pray."
对于受苦的呢，他就应该祷告。
Now you may recall in our first sermon on this James sermon series.
你可能记得我们在讲雅各书第一个单元的时候。
James did not tell us to pray so that we may remove our troubles and difficulties.
雅各并没有叫我们为困难移去困难的祷告。
Instead, our suffering can be considered a testing of our faith.
相反的，在所谓的在困难中的苦难呢，事实上是对于信心的考验。
Let us revisit the passage in James chapter 1. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind.
在约翰雅各书第一章第二节所提到的，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
Then James said, "Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything."
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全、完备，毫无缺欠。
So if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God. He will generously, He will give generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的上帝，主就必赐给他。
So when James tells the person who is suffering, let him pray.
当雅各提到说，对一个病人讲说，他就该祷告的时候
，It is actually a prayer for wisdom.
他是一个为智慧来祷告。
James is quite the saddest here.
雅各是一个好像虐待狂一样。
He says, "Let our troubles finish, complete its course. Don't ask to remove it. Let it finish, so that our perseverance may complete its work."
他说到呢是让我们的这个苦难呢能够经历一遭了之后呢，然后我们就会生忍耐。
This is the strongest argument against a formula for faith healing.
这个呢是对于方程式，所谓信仰治疗方程式来讲呢，是最大的挑战。
Someone from another church say, "Oh, my church, you know, we believe in faith healing. You know, isn't God a good God?"
可能有一些人在一些教会里面谈到说，我们教会呢是相信信仰治疗的。
God is sweet. Jesus is sweet.
上帝是多美好。
You know, my pastor is so brave. We say we guarantee faith healing.
我的牧师呢，可以呢，保证他可以信仰的治疗。
You know those pastors from traditional churches?
你知道关于有一些从传统教会的牧师来讲
，They don't dare to say such things because they fear disappointment from the congregation.
他们不敢这样讲，因为他们觉得这个会众呢，如果不成功的话，会众会很失望。
So they say that you guys are cowards, but my pastor is brave.
所以呢，那些教会的人就说你们这些人呢，很软弱，但是我们的牧师是最强。
Truly, I don't have this bravery to make empty promises. That's true.
这是真实的，我没有办法呢，很勇敢的来保证可以医疗。
But so what does James say for the first type of person?He says, sometimes you're suffering. He says, pray for wisdom. We want this suffering to finish its course.
所以呢，在雅各呢，在第一种人所提到的，如果是有生病的人呢，我们就要他为用智慧来祷告，希望他可以完成他的这个苦难。
And there is a second type. He says, is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise.
然后第二个种人呢，是有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
Now, what is this cheer? It does not refer to, oh, we just win the lottery, or it's a fortunate circumstances. No.
这样的喜乐呢，并不是说我们好像赢了这个乐透呢，或者是我们有一个很幸运的状况。
No, this cheer refers to contentment in whichever circumstances.
这样的喜乐呢，是在处于在任何的环境当中呢，都觉得很满足。
This joy is the pure joy that is stated here when we have wisdom during trials.
这样子的喜乐呢，是在在试炼中从智慧而来的喜乐。
So for the maturity that you will gain in your trials, the maturity that you gain from having faith, this person should sing praise to God.
当我们在信仰上呢，有一个很成熟的信心的时候呢，我们应该要赞美神。
And this is the second kind.
这是第二类的人。
And then James finally addressed the one who is sick, the one that we have talked about.
然后呢，雅各提到关于这个生病的人。
He says that you should confess your sins to the elders who will pray for you.
他说呢，这生病的人应该是对为这些人祷告的长老来认罪。
And lastly, James addresses the one who brings back a person who has wandered from the truth.
最后呢，雅各提到这个使人迷失真，使人带回迷失真道的人。
Why has he, this person wandered from the truth? Maybe it's because the trials and tribulation has caused him to leave the church.
为什么这些人迷失了真道呢？他可能是经历过试炼或者是苦难，
然后离开了教会。
然后离开教会。
James wants this person who has brought back the person to know that he has saved a soul from his sins.
所以呢，雅各要这些人呢，把这些迷失真道的人带回来，来拯救他们的灵魂。
So throughout all these four targets that we have understood,
在这四样的人当中，
James actually is just continuing a main theme in his letter, which is all these are talking about the trials and tribulations.
这主要的主题呢是关于试炼以及苦难。
Now sometimes when we are suffering, we need wisdom.
当我们受苦的时候，我们需要智慧。
Sometimes we have wisdom, and so we find joy in the midst of difficulties. We should share our wisdom.
有时候呢，我们在苦难当中呢，我们觉得喜乐，我们可以分享这样子的智慧。
Other times we may need the help of others.
有时候我们需要别人的帮忙。
We need those with faith and righteousness to pray for us when we have sickness that comes from our sins.
我们需要呢，有一些有信心和公义的人来为我们为罪而来的病祷告。
We also need those with the conviction to bring us back.
我们也需要有信心的人把我们带回来。
And when we wander astray because we have failed our trials, we failed the test of faith, we need these people to bring us back.
当我们在试炼中失败或者失落的时候，我们需要这些人把我们带回来。
So this passage, although it looks like it is about faith healing,
这段经文看起来很像是在信仰上求的治疗。
But really, it's about our trials and tribulations.
但事实上是讲试炼和苦难。
And on this matter, what can we learn from this conclusion from James on this topic?
我们可以从这样子的主题学到什么东西呢？
There are three recurring words from James towards all four audiences.
有三个重复的字在这个四个人当中。
And these three words are one among you.
这三个字是英文是三个字在你们中间。
One among you.Is troubled.
在你们中间有一个人是有困难的。
One among you is joyful from your troubles.
在你们中间有人是喜乐的。
One among you is sick.
在你们中间有人病了。
And one of you has wandered away because of trials.
在你们中间有人迷失了真道，因为苦难。
It could be someone.
他可能有一些人。
It could be anyone.
可能是任何的人。
And this is my main message, real message for today.
这个是我今天真正的信息。
And the message is James speaks even to the one among you.
就是雅各呢，对于针对你们中间一个人或任何一个人说话。
We should all face trials and tribulations and suffering as a community.
我们应该用同一个群体来面对这样的苦难。
And it will reach even to the one among you.
甚至呢，可以到你们中间的任何一个人。
Often when we are in the midst of trials and tribulations,
当我们在苦难和试炼当中的时候，
whether we are sick or we are, We are lost because of a faith crisis.
我们可能生病，或者是迷失于信心上的难处。
We often think that we are alone and nobody cares.
我们常常觉得我们是自己一个人，没有人关心我们。
We are just one, you know. We are just one among many. Who cares?
我们只是在很多人当中的一个人，没有人关心。
But today we see that James addresses even to the one among many.
今天我们看到雅各呢，事实上是针对在所有的人当中的一个人来讲。
Now James has addressed many issues in his letter.
雅各呢是提到有很多的问题在这封信里面。
You know, he talked about the untamed tongue to the faith that is without deeds.
他讲到了一个不受辖制的舌头，一直到所谓没有行为的信心。
He talked about the broken social class, and then he talks about the self-gratification of the rich.
他从这个坏了的这个社会阶级呢，讲到富人的自满。
Now all these issues arose out of a false ideology.
这些问题呢，事实上是从一个错误的所谓意识形态当中产生的。
And this false ideology that it is every man for himself.
这个错误的意识形态呢，就是每个人只为了自己。
He's thinking that whether I sin or I die, you know, nobody cares anyway.
他就是讲到呢，不管是罪呢，或者是死呢，没有人会关心我。
Some of you may feel this way.
你们当中有一些人可能会觉得这样。
Choosing to remain invisible in this church.
选择在教会里面把自己藏起来。
You think that your troubles are your own.
你们觉得你们的麻烦是自己的。
This is not true.
这是不对的。
Let us think. I want you to think about why James is writing this letter.And why he has chosen to end it in this way? This is the last passage.
我要你们想想呢，为什么雅各要这样子写这封信？为什么他选择在最后用这样来结束
？The entire community was in hardship at that time. He could have written to everybody.
在那个苦难的社会当中呢，事实上他可以对所有的大家呢一样讲一样的信息。
But yet James intentionally addresses.The generic one, one among you.
但是呢，他很清楚地指出呢，是在中间的一个人。
James wants to speak the concerns of each and everyone.
他想要讲到的是每一个人所关注的问题。
Because we face troubles, tribulations, suffering as a community.
因为我们是以同一个群体呢来面对苦难或试炼。
Yes, troubles can be endured.
是的，苦难呢可以忍耐。
But troubles can also be shared.
但是呢，苦难也可以分享。
And the one who brings back to God the one the sinner from his wandering, he will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
那个带我们到神面前的，也叫一个人呢，从罪人叫罪人从迷路上转回。
Now, in the vein of James' conclusion.
在雅各的最后的结论
I would like to follow his example and also address to the one among you.
我想要对你们其中的当中的任何一个人来说。
So dear someone.
亲爱的每一位人。
亲爱的某
某人。
Anyone.
任何一个人。
You may be just one person.
你可能只是一个人。
But you are not alone.
但是你不是孤单的。
We confess we cannot fully understand your pain and sorrow.
我们承认呢，我们不能完全了解你的悲伤以及痛苦。
We cannot pretend what is it like to be in your shoes.
我们也不能假装我们知道你的处境。
But one thing I know.
但是我知道一件事。
Jesus called us to be one.
耶稣叫我们合为一。
And I know that you believe Jesus' words.
我相信呢，你也知道。相信耶稣这个话。
So dear someone,
亲爱的某一位
，You could be anyone.
你可能是任何人。
If you are struggling right now,
如果你在挣扎当中
，Then pray to God for wisdom.
求神给你智慧。
And if it helps you,
如果对你有帮助的话
，Then also let me pray for you.
让我为你祷告。
And pray with you.
和你一起来祷告。
And if you find joy and comfort, even though you're suffering,
如果你在痛苦当中，但是你找到了喜乐和安慰
，Then hallelujah, sing with me.
和我一起来赞美主。
Sing for me.
为我来赞美主。
Because your worship, you know, just like the Hallel Psalms, it will one day also become my source of strength.
因为你的敬拜呢，就好像哈利诗歌里面，要有一天呢，会成为我力量的源头。
And if one day should one day be me the one who falls,
假如有一天我跌倒了
，I want you to know that I need you to bring me back.
我要你知道，你可以，我需要你扶我一把。
So dear someone,
亲爱的某一位
，anyone,
任何一位
，you may be just one person,
你可能只是自己一个人
，but you are not alone.
但你不是孤单的。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Let us spend some time before the Lord. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good, not because he can remove all troubles, difficulties, but he also gives wisdom in the times of difficulties. The relationship is what we want. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you. You are our God and we are your people.We ask for your loving kindness to be always with us, that we may face all difficulties in life as one body, as one. We ask of the Spirit to move amongst us and unite us. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在以奉献来回应神的话。